I never would have guessed that I would be able to make a living doing art. I had a couple sales jobs, management jobs, tried out a few different careers and just searching for something I really enjoyed. I had jobs that paid a lot of money, but I just came home at the end of the day stressed out. I worked out of Cincinnati and my territory went all the way up to Troy. And I was driving around in a non-air conditioned Jeep Wrangler in a suit and tie. And it was about, I'd say probably 95 degrees out. And I stopped in Yellow Springs on my way back to hang out with some of my college friends that live there. And they're sitting around drinking beers and playing video games. And I was just like, well, why aren't I doing this now? I mean, it just seemed like a lot more fun. I was like, I can just live a lot more frugal and just hang out and enjoy it right now because I don't know what I want to do. I didn't want to do that job. So, yeah, I just walked in on Monday morning in shorts and a tank top. I told him I was quitting my job. I was like, sorry, you got the wrong guy. This just isn't for me. And started a new life. I had no, I had been kind of in the tattoo business selling artwork to tattoo shops, and people kept on telling me you needed to learn how to tattoo, and I still never wanted to. Even though I'd been drawing my whole life, it was like trial by fire. Because when you're a kid and you're drawing, I'm drawing, skulls and flames and flying eyeballs and stuff like that, drawing the Van Halen logo and things. And then next thing, this girl wants a little flower, with a heart and some wings and a halo on it. And I'm like, I don't know how to draw that, so you really have to just, it's amazing how much you learn tattooing as far as broadening your horizons in art. When I tattoo, every day I've got a different person with different skin and a different body part. It is challenging. It's something that you'd never, I don't think you ever master. You just keep learning. I remember my mom, when I told her I was going to learn how to tattoo, she said, "Well, isn't there anything else you can do with your art?" And I said, "And make money? No, it's pretty difficult, I've offered free tattoos for the whole family. I don't have any takers yet, And that's cool. I think my dad should get a tattoo for, they've been married 50 years now this year. And I think he needs to get like a classic heart with a banner and my mom's name on him or something. So maybe I can talk him into it. But I think they're happy for me. I found a job where I could use my skills. I'm doing well. And, lately I feel like I've, developed more of a style. And I have clients coming to me for the style of tattoo I do, which makes it a lot more fun. They give me a lot more freedom. I had a piece last week where a guy wanted a half sleeve and just wanted me to do something cool. So that's always fun.
It's a very simple machine, really.
This shop is extremely busy. People come from all over. We got a lot of local people, but there's been customers coming in, all the way from out in California, that come out to visit and like have heard of our shop and want to get tattooed here. You get random people, and a lot of guys here go out to conventions, traveling around and tattooing also. I couldn't imagine working anywhere else. I mean, there's other great shops out there, but I feel so lucky to be here. I love tattooing. I always tell people I haven't worked a day in 10 years. All I do is show up and listen to music and draw on people, So it's awesome. If I'm off for more than 3, 4 days, I can't wait to do a tattoo. So I think I've made the right move.